Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
My cousin came out here. He was for a job interview from the East Coast. This was in the days of medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. You could smoke legally if you had a card. I had a card. So, and the weed was really, really, really good.
That's medical grade?
It was good stuff. And, you know, my cousin, obviously, his mind is blown by the idea that he could not walk into those stores.
Right.
I could go in and get something and bring it back out.
He could not walk into the store.
No, he could not
walk into
the store.
But my man could walk into the store.
Which I wish he could have, just to see these giant jars of weed that used to exist back in the day. Anyway, I go in there and get a couple pre-rolls. I think you know the pre-rolls that I probably ended up buying and some bud and all that stuff. So he wants to do the Space Needle. We're going to do the touristy crap. Nope, no big deal. I had gone up in the Space Needle before with family. I don't know what I was thinking, but so we smoke a joint outside the Seattle Center. We get absolutely crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, just as how baked we were on that stuff. It was good stuff. Also, I took the rest of that joint and put it back in the tube, put it in my pocket. I reek.
Oh, I was just saying, you can't hide that.
This stuff is dank. I reek, okay? I forget how tight those elevators are. And I also forget that, like, if the capacity is 20 people can fit in an elevator.
Yeah, but 22.
Guess how many people are going to be on there? 21, 20. Including the elevator operator.
Right.
Which I forgot existed, too, because last time I went, I think I was one of the last people in the elevator. Did not really realize there was an attendant in there. Or maybe there wasn't.
There always is. They give you a couple facts.
Okay.
Yep.
Get in the elevator. I'm one of the first people in, along with my cousin. We go to the back where that guy's standing. And he's like, Jesus Christ, man. He's like, you two. And I'm like, what? I'm like, can you smell that? He's like, absolutely, man. He's like, you guys reek of weed. He's like, you should probably go up there and take a shower. I was like, oh, man, my bad. Then everybody gets on there, and people are kind of like looking around, like trying to find the source of this.
Whatever. They know it's you.
Well, when the elevator takes off, it took off a lot faster than I remember.
Okay.
And I'm also on the glass wall of this elevator, and I have a very, very – I know it's irrational that I'm not going to fall through the glass. I'm not going to die.
You might.
Did you react when it started going?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, shh. Well, I almost cussed. Because it would just freak me out. And I'm like, oh, God, don't look out there. So I'm standing there with my eyes closed, going up an elevator. Like, please, 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 please. And it's quick. It's not as quick as I wanted it to be.
Yeah, of course.
It felt like a day.
Yeah.
And then we get up there, man. And this is before they just had a regular deck on the outside.
Yeah.
But I, like, walked down the deck. I was like, nope. And I walked right back in. And then there was a small bar there at the time. So I'm like, I'm just going to go to the bar. I'm going to get a beer. I think they might even have had our beer that time.
Oh, really?
Or maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Thank you, Space Needle.
Yeah. I think we just launched the beer. And I think they had it. Anyway, get to the top. And I sit at the bar. And I realize that the thing is spinning. I don't know that I realized that the last time that I was up there.
No, because the moves real slow. You have to almost be stationary to realize it.
The restaurant always spun, but it's different now.
So I'm like, dude, I don't know how much more this is going to take. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's loving it. He's taking pictures. I mean, yeah. These are spectacular, you know? I am really, really happy. I'm like, so I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, I got a question for you. He's like, yeah, man, what do you need? And I was like, tell me you have a stairwell that goes down so I'll just take the steps. That way I got.
You're going to walk all the way down.
Yeah. He's like, no, there's no stairwell. Maybe there is. It's not for
he's
for
not you. Going to tell you.
For yeah. you. You know, in the event it caught on fire, maybe there is.
Sure.
But in my instance, no, you're not going to use the stairwell. Man, I basically had a panic attack up there. I was like, hey, this is a tourist attraction. You're supposed to have fun. Man. It's not even the tallest building in Seattle.
No.
I'm just up there like, I am freaking the F out, man. Don't get high and get up this thing, man. It sucks. So our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
When I first started learning the snowboard, I made the poor decision one day to actually take a little toke before the day started.
All right.
And same thing. We get off, and it's a track I've been on, you know, some run I've been on at this point in the season 30 times, right? But there's like a little cat track, and then there's like a little way to go up higher or lower.
Yeah.
Whenever I got up there, and I just kind of sat down on the people, they're like, what are you doing up there? I was like, I don't know how to say this. I can't move right now. Like, what? I was like, I should have smoked. I'm scared.
Right. I'm scared, like, man. That's all. Right?
Like, just come down. I'm like, I can't. There's people going by me. There's an adult male who's going, I can't. I'm scared.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-RIDE.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
This is Mr. What from last week, the Seattle VA.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude, we laughed about that. It didn't matter what anyone said. I'm like, no matter what anyone says, we're just, what?
Based on what you were doing at the time, thank God you softened the conversation.
It's the only suicide story I've heard where I laughed. You own that distinction.
Yeah. Well, this one won't make you laugh. Well, it'll make you laugh. It won't make me laugh. I was living in Omaha at the time, and I was a roofer, and I was in really good shape. And I had a local bar that I would go to, you know, pretty frequently. And one night, I went in there and walked out with the biggest girl on the shelf, took her home to my home that was like two blocks away, you know, did what we did, and then... I could never go back there again because
why not?
The other clientele, my friends, the people that worked there, the women that I'd been trying to pick up for the last 6 months, they were all on the same page. They were like, nah, dude, you're done here, you know. So I was like, damn. So I got blacklisted, you know, and I don't even remember.
No, wait. Did you get blacklisted or did you voluntarily blacklist yourself?
Yeah, I voluntarily blacklisted myself because every time I tried to go in there, even if there was a new person working there, it'd take like 30 seconds for that new person that was working there to know who I was. And they, you know those 22-ounce Heinekens?
Yeah,
sure.
They were the only place in town that sold them, and they were ice cold. So I loved that place, and it was like two blocks from my house, so I could walk there if I had too much to drink. And
checked, you know, all the boxes for
quite
you.
Yeah, it was quite Polish part of town. But after that, you know, no, they were like, no, man. Every time I walked, hey, it's like Norm from Cheers. There'd always be one liner, you know, coming after me. And so I said, you know, screw it. So that's when I decided to move back to Seattle.
Wait, oh, damn. Jesus Christ, man.
How big was this girl?
She worked at a Circle K. In town, and so I knew who she was. That's how originally the big ball got rolling, so to speak. And she was probably a good 400 plus.
Whoa! Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Did you go to the Circle K anymore?
No, I couldn't after that. You know?
Why?
So I had to go to
maybe you'd have got a free hot dog.
He had to leave the town. He was not going back to that Circle K.
Did you ever see her again after that?
Yeah, I drove by the Circle K, and I pulled up to the gas pump, and she's inside waving at me. I was like, oh, man, I'm never going to live this down. So, like, damn. What do you do after that? There's nothing you can do.
Apparently, you moved 2,000 miles.
I feel like having to leave town was a big call, but... Yeah,
man, there's got to be a leave town moment for y'all as well.
Man, but it it's probably happened seven times. I just haven't left, but that would not have been it.
How big was the town?
See,
smaller than her.
Omaha.
Oh, Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. Well, that still feels like a big enough city where you had to have to. You just, I would have moved to the other side of town.
Yeah, it was a big enough everything that I had to leave town. So, you know, it is what it is. But I really appreciate you guys taking the call, and I really like enjoying your show.
What? Thank you, man. God damn.
This guy's on fire. I left town.
Put it through right away anytime.
I don't know why her working at Circle K.
I'm with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong. No, but just the idea that, like, the thing is, like, whatever your convenience store is, you go there a lot.
Yes.
Like, I know the guys at my 7-Eleven. I know the new owner. I know the guy that's going to sell me some zones.
Right?
But, like, if I hooked up with the dude, it would be awkward going back in there. Yeah.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. All right, Brock, hot off the press today, we get the list of the most sinful cities in America. Now, they are based on seven sinful behaviors: anger and hatred, jealousy, excess and vices, which includes drinking, drugs, and gambling, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. So we have the top 10. Also, violent crimes are included in this as well. I guess that's the anger or the hatred.
I would think.
Or maybe the greed. Who knows? But either way, they're on there as well. As far as violent crimes, there is a five-way tie for the most dangerous cities that have violent crimes per capita. Tied for first are all Oakland, California. Memphis, Tennessee.
I'd say Memphis has to be there.
Detroit, Michigan. Little Rock, Arkansas.
You ever been to Little Rock?
I have not.
Okay, if you went there, you'd be like, I get why you're angry.
And Cleveland, Ohio.
You know why they call it Little Rock?
Why?
Because of crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm. There's a five-way tie for thefts per capita as well. It's where your stuff gets gripped. Oakland, California, tied for number one, along with Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington?
And Tacoma, Washington.
All right, Tacoma, living up to the rest.
All right, so Brock, we got the 10
Should we describe Tacoma as the Burlington, Vermont of Washington State?
It really is a lot like,
I mean, in that case, you go, hey, man, it is just
Lake
like
Champlain,
Burlington.
Or maybe cheap champagne. Mm. And then next we have the 10 states with the highest top 5% income. So the average household income for this elite demographic exceeds $637,000 a year. Top 5%. Damn. All right. In fact, five states in total claim an average of more than $600,000 for the top 5% households. So, Brock, do you want to go to the states with the highest top percent income, or do you want to go with the most sinful cities in America?
I'm going to go with the sin because I'm kind of sinful. So let's go with that.
Okay. All right.
This is kind of sinful.
Kindful.
Kind of sinful.
Brock, remember, this is based on anger and hatred as well. So
that could be anywhere these days.
Well, think about some sports cities that have a worse reputation than others.
All right.
That fits in some of it. Jealousy, vices, which includes gambling, drug use, alcohol, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. So that's basically how they got this template down. All right, so Brock, what do you think is one of the most sinful cities in America?
Well, I have to go with Vegas to start, right?
Vegas is number one. Their sin index is 62%.
Wouldn't that just be the Sindex?
The Sindex.
The thing is, you know, if you go to Vegas, if you hang out with people that live there, they don't have the vices that everyone that visits there.
Their greed rank is number one. Their excess and vices rank is at 67, which is high. And anger and hatred, believe it or not, is unusually high in Vegas as well. All right, Brock, one for one.
Shoot, because then I want to go. So anger and like the greed, or shoot, now I'm having a tough time.
Well, so, I would think somewhere like, I'm just guessing, I am not privy to the list, but like Oakland. Not to keep throwing it under the bus. Maybe Boston, based on the sports fans and all that.
Maybe Philly, based
on anger.
Philly,
yeah, Philly.
So So I'm going to throw one out to you guys. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Very possible.
Not on the list.
What?
Well, Baltimore's come a long time in the last 2 years, yeah. Dude. It is
Baltimore
good
is,
for them.
The I'm almost is, disappointed.
Baltimore yeah, the, is number 19 yeah. on the list.
What happened to the city I grew up in?
I'll tell you what, Brock. I'll do you a solid. If you can get 10 out of the top 20, I'll give it to you.
All right.
How's that? Okay. So I'll take that strike away.
All right. So how about Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is number 4.
All right.
Yeah. Oakland.
I didn't hear you.
Oakland.
Oakland, California. Oakland. Oh, hold on. Let me look real quick here. Okay. No.
Really?
Not on the list.
Wow.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
I'm right there with you, man.
You know what they say in Oakland? Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
So I can hit you there, like, too.
Hit both sides of your face.
Right.
How about down south, New Orleans?
New Orleans is number 10. Yeah. Okay, you've got 4 out of the 10 correct with Baltimore, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Las Vegas.
And this is sin, right?
Sin. So think of places that have, oh, geez, a whiz.
I would think Miami,
a number of strip clubs, nightlife. Those things exist.
I was going to go Miami. I'm going to go with Miami
is on the list of number 7. Believe it or not, their anger and hatred rank is through the roof.
I would think jealousy.
So excesses and vices, probably just dealing with cocaine.
That was why I picked Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You said New Orleans already. All right, so what do you think, Ted? Like Dallas,
only because
Nashville.
Miles mentioned strip clubs?
Yeah.
So that kind of made me think of Dallas or Atlanta.
Miles, can you give me like states, perhaps, maybe?
I think Ted just gave you really good clues there.
Yeah, try Dallas or Atlanta.
All right, I'm going Dallas. Then.
Dallas, number 8.
All right.
What is Dallas bad at? Excess and vices, and greed.
Yep,
and laziness.
That's just the Texas.
Yeah. We'll see you tonight on Monday Night Football.
Ha!
All right, Brock. What do you got next?
I'm going to go with Ted on this one. I'll go at Atlanta too.
Number 5,
Atlanta.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 7 out of the 10. You've only got 1 strike against you so far, Brock.
All right, and then I want to say local. I'm not going to say Portland, but they should be one of them. But let's go. Shoot.
Maybe New York City?
I was going to go New York City. Actually, yes. New York City.
New York City. I'll give it to you. It's number 17.
I mean, competitive if nothing else, right?
Okay.
You
got
to be.
All right, Brock. So you've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You only need 2 more. You got 1 strike.
Ooh. Ted, you agree Boston.
They are angry.
I'm thinking more of the anger tip, not so much excess.
I forget about the anger. So then deep south a little bit, too, maybe.
One is as deep south as you can get other than Miami.
Is it considered south?
It is not technically considered south. I mean, people from this area just consider it that area. They're their own world.
Houston, maybe?
Oklahoma City.
Houston. Massive city. Right. It's southern, but it's not in the south. It's in Texas.
All right, you're right. I'll go with Houston.
Number 2.
All right,
number
2.
It's number 2.
Oh, yeah, excesses and vices are huge. And laziness.
Well, yeah, everybody's drinking lean.
And eating barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, it's massive. Yeah, you eat barbecue and drink lean, try to be productive.
Okay, Brock, two more that are on the list in the top 10 are West Coast cities, for the most part. One is actually in a different time zone.
Hawaii?
West Coast. Continental.
Oh, sorry.
So different time zone. That could be Phoenix, because I would say Arizona's the holdout
or
on that.
Or Scottsdale.
Scottsdale's a good one, but I'm going to go Phoenix on this one.
Phoenix number 9, you got 10. Very good, Brock. There
oh,
you
nice.
Go. You win. On your guess, as good as mine.
What else do we have on that?
Somebody said what, number 3 and number 6?
Number 3 is Los Angeles, California. So the top 10, Vegas 1, Houston 2, LA is number 3. We've got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 4, 5, Atlanta, 6, Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Yes.
Denver. Smoke more weed. Chill out, man.
Laziness rank and excesses and vices rank.
Okay.
Aren't they always like super healthy list?
I think it has to do more with excess and vice.
Yeah.
All right, so they're healthy, but they smoke a ton of weed?
And do mushrooms. Miami 7, 8 is Dallas, Phoenix is 9, New Orleans is 10. Some of the other states that actually appear on the list. Let's see here. Come on, where are you, buddy? Where the hell did I put that? Oh, right here. Okay, so Shreveport, Louisiana. These are some of the smaller towns.
Right,
Baton Rouge is number 11.
Yeah.
Orlando's on the list. Baltimore, we said that. New York, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, Memphis, and the closest one to us, that would be Portland. They come in at number 24.
Well, there you go, Brock. Portland was, in fact, on the list.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Привет, cholas.
Hola.
Anyway, so I fast from between 3 and 5 on Sundays until between 7 and 9 on Wednesday mornings every week.
How long have you been doing this?
For years.
And why? What was the motivation to do that?
It maintains my weight, and then on the other days, I can eat whatever I want. I've never been hungry, ever, that I know of.
So, how long?
I love to eat, but anyway.
So, how long is that period of time?
You said like 4 days?
Like between 62 and 66 hours.
So you go almost 3 days without eating?
Two and a half, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The thing is,
don't get tired. I've got a very slow metabolism. And I discovered it way back when I was in training in the military, where they decide they're going to starve you for a couple of days, and I had no problem with it, and I had all these guys around me wanting to steal everybody's food, and I just said, take mine, I'm good. And since then, I can fast. I've fasted as much as almost 20 days.
And so that's every week?
Oh, not 20 days every week.
No, but yeah. You do the 2.5-day fast.
Yeah. Every single week, once in a while, if I'm on vacation or whatever, and, you know, I'm not going to ruin a dinner.
Well, vacations don't count against anything. Like, on vacation, you do things you're not going to ordinarily
There's some nights a week where your wife either knows she's cooking for herself, or you guys are not going out to dinner, or if she wants to go out with her friends, those are the nights to do that.
Absolutely, and she, for a long time, she felt guilty about eating in front of me, but it doesn't affect me a bit.
Because you're not hungry.
No, I'm not. I love food. And I love the smell of it. I love the look out of it. I'd love to eat it, but I'm not hungry.
You're like the dry bartender. Like, I don't drink. I like making drinks. I love being in the bar. I'm just not going to drink with you. So when you first started dating your wife, is it something that you waited for her to notice, or is it something that you announced to her?
Well, back then, that's a long time ago. No, I wasn't doing it back then.
Ah, okay. All right.
That was a long, long time ago, so no.
And okay, well, what about...
probably 5 years.
What if, say something like one of these obligatory things you have to deal with, like some garbage like Valentine's Day, or it is her birthday or your anniversary, and it falls on the 2.5 days that you normally fast? Do you make an exception, or you just say, look, we will celebrate this on Wednesday?
No, I'll make an exception on that. I'll either fast another couple of days, or I'll, because there are times where I'll fast 3 days, but, and then other times where, you know, like you said, Valentine's Day, et cetera, birthdays, all of that. I'll take that into consideration.
But you're so, it seems to be like you're so regular, even if you did sit down and try to eat, you wouldn't be as hungry as normal.
Right.
No, it doesn't, it's not, I'm never hungry. That's the point. I'm never hungry. I mean, that's what's weird about it.
So what is, so do you just eat ordinary food when you do get back around to eating again? Or is there any particular dish you really look forward to?
No, I eat, well, for one thing, my wife's an awesome cook. So whatever she cooks, I'm going to eat.
All right.
I love food. Really, very few foods that I will not eat. It's just, I don't have to.
Now, do you just maintain your weight, or do you lose weight when you fast?
Well, for a while there, I can lose weight. It depends on how much exercise I'm doing, et cetera. But really, I get down to a certain point, and I literally maintain, I maintain at about 215.
Okay. All right. Well, damn.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's like, I don't get hungry. I absolutely love food. I just ain't gonna eat it for 60 hours.
Yeah, he's probably just used to it.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I mean, I could do that.
YouTube question. I wonder if he takes an S during that time.
Well, just based on how long it takes your body to process. Yeah. The weird thing is this. So it takes, I think it's over 48 hours for your body to normally process food, excluding kale and all that, right? So on the days he's fasting, it's likely that he's pooping. When he gets back to eating, it's probably likely that for a day and a half after you watch him eat, right, he's not pooping.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Sometimes it does shoot through you quickly.
Yes.
Damn, that corn's already back?
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, guys. Okay, so this one's kind of an odd one. I didn't grow up very rich, so my mom never, ever went out on Black Friday sales. And in about middle school, we started to learn about slavery. And I had just made an assumption that Black Friday was just not my day to go shopping. I did not get the deals because it wasn't my time.
Wait, did you think this was like part of reparations? Like, hey, black people, we are sorry about slavery. So, hey, after Thanksgiving,
all the stores are yours.
Just go out.
$2.99. Get that flat screen TV. I can't have that deal. It's not for me.
How old were you?
Wow.
When you pieced together that this was not the correct assumption?
Oh man, I was just getting out of middle school. I had to be like 12, maybe, when finally figured it out.
Okay. Maybe that's fair. Did you ever, though, you know, because one thing about Black Friday is that the news, the local news, will cover it, and they show you all the people in line. Did you ever think, like, look at all these white people cheating out the money, standing in line to take advantage of their deals?
They can't even get the deal. That was my assumption. I don't even know why they're fighting.
All right. Right now. They can shop, qualify. But they can't get the deal. All right.
That's why they're fighting over that TV.
Yeah, right?
Get out of here, whitey.
I mean, I didn't think it was just for black people, but it took me a while to realize, like, they're out of the red. That's what they call Black Friday.
They've all got a black friend that stands up there at the register so that they can get the deal.
Jesse, I hope you wrote a paper about something like... So what we did in return is gave him Black Friday. That's when the teacher's like, Jesse, let's talk for a
all
second.
All good. All good. We're even. I'd have been even there, Steven. Like,
right. Christmas deal.
Yeah, but my cousin black.
Right.
Could I buy this TV?
No.
That's fantastic, man.
Do you
what
enjoy?
But what did you think then about when they say, like, the Black Plague? Did you think, oh, man.
No, that one I knew because I have an affinity for, like, medieval type thing, so when they were teaching all of that stuff in school, I was just soaking it up. So Black Plague, totally different.
Were you shocked? Were you shocked when you saw, I don't know, the Black Keys, the Black Crows?
Right.
You know, Black Sabbath. No. Black Flag.
Yeah, Black Flag. Little Miss Leading.
Yeah. All those white bands.
Just Black Friday.
Well, then there's other Black Fridays. Like, D.C. had a Black Friday as some, like, some awful snowstorm or whatever.
They called it a Black Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? Was it Black Monday or Black Tuesday when the stock market crashed back in the 20s?
Correct.
And black people took down the stock market.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host... Head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thanksgiving's around the corner. There's always discussions and whether people like the meal better, the leftovers, the side dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Take the turkey out of it. Everybody in here, what's your go-to? If somebody invites you over, what do they expect you to bring? What are you making side dish wise?
The turkey.
So I'm saying, take turkey out.
Nah, I would do the sweet potatoes, man. That way they are the way I want them. Yam, sweet potatoes, whichever.
Yeah. I think I'm bringing a bottle of Jack Daniels and a six pack of fine beer. And I'd be happy with whatever.
You got to bring a side dish.
Oh, God. Hawaiian rolls for leftovers.
Mike, you make a side dish.
Honestly, I'd probably just go with the garlic mashed potatoes.
Hey, well, see, that's strong,
that
man.
Sounds
like,
good.
I feel like you make the mashed potatoes at the place. You make the stuffing at the place.
Yeah,
you make all those things at the place. So that's why I was like, I don't know what I would
bring. You just bring it over and warm it up.
Yeah.
All right. I've been making stuffing for a dozen years. Not in my house. Well, I'll make it at my house.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I'll bring it over. And if it sits out for a while, then you throw it in the oven, put a little couple pads of butter.
Sure.
Mike, you make those mashed potatoes, you bring them over, warm them up.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, right. Garlic mashed potatoes are strong, man.
Yeah, they can go right back in the oven.
It is funny, too, with mashed potatoes. Because in theory, if you go get a steak or something, mashed potatoes are available. But again, I can't tell you the last time I had mashed potatoes outside of a holiday.
Yeah, I can't either.
I have them from time to time.
Dude. Yeah, I normally have them with a steak.
I feel like if you have meatloaf.
Yeah,
that's a good combo. That is a good combo.
So Campbell's, the soup company, they always put out their annual Thanksgiving poll. And like I said, we got a new hot one, number one. So these are people's favorite side dishes. All right. Number five, green bean casserole.
Ugh. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah. I mean, I get the people like it. Just to me, like that will never be on my plate.
It is funny because I know people who don't like green beans who like green bean casserole.
I think the
casserole part's fine. My issue is that the green beans are in it, right? That's legitimately it. I don't mind the casserole, but if green beans are the main
I don't think
thing,
people cook it long enough.
The casserole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. That feels like one. Like, I know a lot of people cook it in the oven. You could also make that in a crock pot. Got to have it going all day.
Sure. Yeah.
Number four on the list was mac and cheese.
I'm down. I never had that traditionally at Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of that. And it's only since I've been here, I hear people bring it up. And now I'm like, yes, let's add macaroni and cheese to my sides.
That's a new one.
Right. Again, I think in the South.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In that kind of area, it was always massive. But I'm with you. I mean, I grew up in Maryland. We did not have mac and cheese.
I lived in a lot of places. It was just never part of the deal, but I'm glad that it is. I'm like, how do we not think of this before?
On the East Coast, you would go to traditional barbecue places. They typically had macaroni salad, potato salad, coleslaw. Macaroni and cheese was not on the barbecue menu most of the time. And most of the places,
macaroni
it came
salad,
around.
Sure.
It came around after time.
I'll go blue in the face saying this, but like, everybody eats macaroni and cheese, right?
Sure.
But like when I grew up, you ate it out of a box or you
absolutely
ate it.
Absolutely.
It was a side dish at like a fast food place, right? To me, like real mac and cheese was always a soulful food dish.
Oh, absolutely.
And then
yeah.
I think the last 25, 30 years, the rest of America has been like, oh, we like mac and cheese. And
you
people
do
take
like
time.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to make. It takes a little time, but it's not hard to make, man. Yeah. God, yeah. It's so good.
Let's see. After that, next on the list is sweet potatoes or candied yams,
yeah,
as I
ma'am
would say. Mm-hmm. I love them. They're great.
Me too.
But again,
people that hate them, like, hate them. I get it. That's fine. More for me.
I don't understand how people hate them. The sweet potato itself is a great thing.
It's nature's freaking candy, man.
But it does, again, that's one of those things. Like, you'll eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You might eat yams, but I feel like candied yams only show up at holidays.
Only, yeah.
You know?
With marshmallows.
God, so good, too, man.
So mashed potatoes was always number one. Number two this year.
Okay. Mashed potatoes. And I'm assuming that includes gravy. I know gravy goes on everything.
Yeah. But.
The number one is the stuffing. Or the dressing, whatever you want to call it.
It's almost crazy to me that has not been number one. You know, it's bread. Right. So almost number one I know.
You can make stovetop in about 20 minutes. And I never would even think to do that any other time of the year.
You're right.
And it's delicious. I love it.
Yeah. My buddy was making it for his kids like a few months ago or whatever. And I was kind of making fun of it. And then I took a bite and I was like, holy cow, that stovetop's still really good.
Yeah,
it is.
It's amazing.
But again, that's just not one of those things I ever think to just buy a box of stovetop and make it.
No, you know, we just need to, man.
What if you threw it into your recipe? Just kind of mixed it in with it.
I don't know.
That would taint.
I don't know.
That would taint it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people would think it was stovetop, and he's like, "No, it's really mine."
Well, or if people were like, "It's much better this year."
Oh,
it's you know me, I wouldn't lie. I'd be like, "It's just stovetop."
It's stovetop.
I threw that in there. Well, I mean, still make what you make. Just throw the box in there too. You know.
Green Bean Casserole got a special shout out because it's apparently celebrating its 70th anniversary this year.
Yay. It looks like a 70-year-old's food to me.
And that was a Campbell's soup creation.
It was. 44% of people call it the most iconic Thanksgiving side, especially in the Midwest, where they love everything casserole.
Sure. I'm not even sure that Campbell's probably sells back to that cream of mushroom soup any other time of the year other than the holidays.
This is
just
their biggest time.
Just an actual soup, you know?
No, they sell it, but this is, and they'll tell you, like, it goes up like 800% the sales right around now.
There's a ton of stuff like that, right? Especially with casseroles. And some years I'll make like this, it's called like crack tater tot casserole.
Okay.
Because it's so good, but it involves a can of, do they have a cheese one or something?
Maybe.
They have something else.
Not
or
like
cream
broccoli
of chicken or something.
Okay.
Yeah, just
right.
Stuff I would never think to use. And then my question is, has anybody ever made French onion soup out of the dehydrated French onion soup? I was just making it into
a dip. No, to me, no, just no. Stop calling it soup.
I do appreciate this. The one time of the year the supermarkets on the end caps basically put most things that you need that are kind of like perishable in one section. You buy your stuffing, you buy your cranberry sauce, you can buy your gravy if you want. It's all kind of right there.
Also, heads up, all that stuff's out now, especially if you're like me and you use the kind of disposable aluminum pans. Get some now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You wait till next Tuesday or Wednesday. You're going to have a hard time, and you better know the guy that works at QFC. Unless he goes to the back and gets you one. Save my ass last year.
Okay.
Was anyone else disturbed as a child when you heard cream of mushroom or cream of crab or cream of chicken soup? Because as opposed to what it is, you know, cream with chicken. As a kid, I don't know, it bugged me. I'm like, cream of chicken? And I'm looking at a chicken like, what is chicken cream?
Man, I do remember as a kid the first time I had cream of crab soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew my taste buds away. I'd only ever had soup as soup.
Yeah, like chicken noodle, right?
Right. Like kids don't eat bisque.
No.
Or cream of crab. So, and then when you have it, and it must have been, we were at a crab house somehow, and I was just like, this is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
63% of Americans say they like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree.
Sure. I mean, it's just turkey. You might deep fry it or get the Popeyes thing. I get it. Some people do spectacular turkeys, but overall, it's like it's turkey.
I just think in the last 20 years, with brining, with people having city smokers or little, you know, pellet smokers. I just feel like the turkey really has shown back up and been like, hey, I'm kind of a star here.
I think it upped its game.
Yeah.
For sure. But I'm still like, ah.
And again, I highly recommend if you have a small group, just get a chicken.
Yeah.
Why not?
Or just get a turkey breast.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Just get the turkey breast.
Yep.
I was going to say 47 people say they'd be fine to just fill up their plate with just side dishes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of like this. 33% of people said they tried a brand new side dish last year that never made before. Well, you got to change up.
I do like the change up, but it's, for me personally, Thanksgiving, I don't want that to be my experimental ground. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm feeding other people, right?
You can never go wrong with cream corn. You can never go wrong with Brussels sprouts, if you like that stuff.
Right, and Brussels sprouts. And look, we say this every year, too. I don't know why Thanksgiving stays, and it should be, very traditional.
Sure.
Whereas I feel like Christmas, you start really mixing in other meats. Yeah. But honestly, like, the people I've been with, like, the last few years, we've been going nuts. There's been a prime rib involved.
Ooh, nice. Right.
Yeah, you also have to have a good setup, too, because you have to know timing. And that turkey's going to take up most of the time in your oven. So you got to figure out, like, how to let that thing rest, while jamming in all the other sides to cook them.
But hopefully you can figure it out. I mean, it's just like, what is the timing of all this stuff? And you do it.
So do I have enough oven
space?
I'm
very anal about that kind of thing, so everything comes out hot. That's just from cooking all those years. That is
well, and I would also say too, when you invite people over, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll show up with that stuffing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm going to show up to the house, the dinner's at 10 a.m. and drop off that stuffing and be like, I'll be back.
Ooh.
I got to go see some other people, but then I'll come back and then, like I'm saying, you could eat it right then and be fine, but it does taste better. You'll warm it up, add a little more butter.
Sure.
Ted, I figure out the side I'm bringing.
What are you bringing?
You'd love it. Never even thought of it. Deviled eggs.
Oh,
there you go.
Crushes. Yeah,
that it doesn't have to get cooked. People love deviled eggs. I can make deviled eggs. I make good deviled eggs. There you go.
But they're not a side dish. They become an appetizer.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Once you set them down, people are going to, even if that's you say, hey, these are for dinner.
But they won't fill you up.
But if they're deviled eggs, no one's going to wait.
That's what I'm bringing.
But you're both right, right? I will say, if I said, Miles, you're on a side dish, and he said, I'll bring deviled eggs instead, I'd be like, all right.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to wait till dinner to serve
them. No. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's because Thanksgiving doesn't really have appetizers.
Yeah, it depends on the house. Like, I'll still make, like, a sausage dip or something. But my family's insane. Like, I've had friends come over years ago, and they were like, it's hard to get to the meal because there's, like, five appetizers.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we tend to do that.
To me, the appetizers are all the food that you're cooking along the way. So to keep, try a little of this, try a little of that. Like you said, with stuffing.
Yeah.
Inevitably, that's been your appetizer pretty much all day.
Let's see. And obviously, you can agree, disagree. They say store-bought gravy will never compare to homemade gravy, but...
Depends who makes it.
I'm with you.
Throwing that out there.
So a lot of people get cans, jars, cartons. Save the hassle of making a new batch. Now there's a new option, squeezable gravy.
Squeezable gravy.
Look, it's Heinz, all right? I like their brown gravy. I was saying in the office earlier, like, I'll buy a jar of it and just have it for leftovers in my house. Basically, I don't know if they might have sold out. They were at Walmart for like a week or two. But it's exactly what you think. Like, you can go to Target and probably buy little plastic ketchup containers that you could fill with ketchup. Just put your gravy in there. The idea is, if you're making a sandwich, kind of like a squeezable mayonnaise.
Oh, nice. All right.
You could just squeeze out some gravy on there.
Do you like...
So that's more for the leftovers.
Would you prefer turkey gravy, brown gravy, or like a peppered white gravy?
I mean, you have me a gravy.
Okay.
I mean, like,
some people use a brown beef gravy. It's fine.
I'll buy a jar of brown beef gravy just to have for the leftovers. But, like, if somebody's making turkey gravy, cool.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
I feel like nowadays, most Thanksgivings, people make a point of having turkey and brown.
You are correct.
Yeah. Have all the gravy.
Jeff. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Andrea. Okay. All right, Andrea, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando? Do a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, no socks, or a captain's hat?
I'm going to go commando.
Going commando.
All right.
When's the last time you went commando?
Whenever the last time I wore leggings was, which was pretty recently.
All right. All right. Yeah, if you're wearing, it's kind of like long underwear. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
For the most part. Like, if you're going skiing, you really don't need underwear. Under it.
You know. All right there, commando Andrea. Here is your question. Now, if you were just with us, we all learned that big concrete Jesus, he's the new seventh wonder of the world located in Brazil. Now we go, we want to know, what is the only ancient seven wonder of the world that still exists? So Christ the Redeemer is part of the modern seven wonders of the world, but then there's seven ancient wonders of the world.
Oh, is that what you're asking me?
Uh-huh. What is the only ancient seven wonder of the world still in existence? You've heard of it.
Is it way, way back?
Way, way back. So okay. I think the oldest new seven wonder of the world is the Great Wall of China, to give you an idea. So
that's the newest.
That's the oldest of the new, right? So this is older than that.
Is it holiday related?
Yeah. No.
Or where their location is? No.
Stonehenge?
That's not a bad guess. That was on my radar. A Great Pyramid.
I was going to say the Easter Island heads.
No. In this case, it is the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yes.
In Egypt.
Okay.
Mm. So the ancient ones are the Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus, the Temple of Artemis, the Mausoleum at something I cannot
read. So, like, is the Roman Colosseum in the newer ones, or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or any of that crap?
Roman Colosseum definitely is. I'm not sure about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay.
You know what they need to add in there?
What?
Crater Lake.
What? But that's a natural wonder.
It is a wonder. Okay.
So, right. I don't know if it is, but they have natural wonders of the world, and then you have the seven, like, man-made wonders of the world. So Crater Lake might be one of them. I don't know. Google it.
All right.
Because now I actually want to know.
I bet the Blue Hole in Belize is.
That might be on there. I think Niagara Falls is one of them. I don't remember.
Maybe Victoria Falls.
All right, Andrew, what are you doing back there?
I'm doing chores around the house.
Okay, all right. Here is your question: what did B.B. King nickname his guitar?
The Jazz Slayer.
The Jazz Slayer.
Not bad.
Lucille.
Lucille.
Lucille. Yeah. The Jazz Slayer.
He named it after the Georgetown beer.
That's also my buddy growing up, Josh Perkins. That was the name of his pool stick.
Lucille.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the Jazz Slayer.
It's not in there.
No, what are the seven wonders of the natural world?
Grand Canyon, Great Barrier Reef, Mount Everest, Victoria Falls, Aurora Borealis.
That came out smooth.
The harbor of Rio de Janeiro. And of course, the some kind of volcano.
Can't say it.
Can't say
it. What's first letter? Is it K?
P-A-R-I-C-U-P-A. Pia Catan?
Sure, sure. That sounds familiar.
I pee a ton a lot.
I pee a ton volcano. All right, Andrea, your question. How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight?
Seven?
Six? Come on, guys. Remember Apollo 13?
Five.
Three.
Yes, three.
Oh, three. Yeah.
I like that. You almost had it, huh, Andrea? Yeah, you're almost there.
You went seven. You're probably thinking the Challenger.
Yep.
All right. All right. Your question.
Just a guess.
What Canadian brewery did Coors merge with in 2006? 2005, sorry. I know you know that.
Labatt?
Oh. Labatt. I like the answer, though.
It's Molson, but I like you got a, you got a Canadian beer in there.
Yeah.
That's a great beer.
Do you call it Labatt's?
Or Labatt's?
I don't know. I've been to Vancouver a couple times. I don't know.
Everyone I've heard says Labatt's, and you said Labatt's. You made it sound fancy.
When I was a kid, the big Canadian beer was Moosehead.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, your question. What three countries make up Scandinavia?
Oh.
Is it Sweden, Finland, and Norway?
Ooh. Sweden, yes. Norway, yes.
Sweden, Norway.
Denmark?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's all right.
I think it's crazy that Sweden still has the three crowns on their...
Sweden?
Yeah, on their hockey jerseys.
Well, what were the three crowns?
Well, they used to own the other two. So they're like, yeah, we still like it.
That's a little reminder.
They're door arrogance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, remember.
I'd send my guy out there and, like, go slash him.
With your jazz slayer. All right, your question. What was Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham's nickname? It sounds like a muffin.
Sounds like a clown.
Drum slayer?
Drum slayer. Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Should have been Bongo.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Bonzo, get in here.
I like how you have a theme with your answers. Like, I'm going to guess, but it ends with Slayer.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a shot.
I'm going to start using Slayer at the end of everything. Hey, man, can I get a shot of Jack Slayer?
Jaggermeister.
You are the Jack Slayer.
I am the Jack Slayer, that is for sure. My wife reminds me of that. All right, your question. What is the best-selling video game console of all time? Of all time, I say.
Is it a specific, model?
Yeah.
So it's not just a brand.
Right, not just a brand, okay. But the model, yeah.
Let's go Xbox 360.
I guess it's...
Nintendo. Is it a Nintendo product?
It is a Sony product.
It is a Sony product.
Oh, PlayStation.
PS...
Oh, dang it.
Which number?
Two.
Two. Yeah, PS2.
Yeah, PS1
man.
Was...
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. And they never really found the same success after the PS2.
How much was the console?
The PS2, that probably still ran you $400.
Okay.
Because my kid started with PS4, and now he's at PS5.
Yeah, and those are $600 a piece.
Are they?
Brand new.
He wasn't supposed to know that.
Huh. Me and him might have a talk.
What question are we on?
We are on question number 8, Andrea. That's a great question.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Andrea, no, come on. Hey. You don't want to be the biggest dummy.
It's the 8 slayer.
Oh,
you know,
no.
If you do become the biggest dummy, I'll call you the dummy slayer. I'll at least give you that.
At least it sounds cool.
All right. Your question, other than a band member, what is a Foo Fighter?
A kung fu fighter?
A foo fighter.
Fighter of aliens?
Is it a kamikaze pilot?
Not a kamikaze pilot. It's an airplane pilot, essentially.
Oh.
Oh, God.
But they were the guys that fighting chased UFOs. UFOs.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Foo fight.
Question 9.
Still one of my favorite things ever. The foo fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Foo Fighters.
But then Dave Grohl tell him.
Yeah, he asked him, right, Christopher Walken says, like, where do I pronounce it? And they kind of mess with him. So then he goes out and says, right, Foo Fighters.
All right. Your question. Sam Hainophobia is the fear of what holiday?
4th of July.
Mm-mm. Christmas. Halloween.
Halloween.
Remember Sam Hain? Lyndon Danzig's, like... other band?
Vaguely.
Yeah. You know, because it had to be spooky.
I thought it was Mini Kiss.
You think that Glenn Danzig would put out a Christmas album?
What is she at now? 10?
Question 10, yeah.
Question number 10.
I've never made it this far.
I know. Focus now, okay?
You got this, man.
Which way are you telling her focus? To become Big Dummy or to get the question right?
No, she doesn't. No offense. She doesn't want to be Danny.
Lock in.
All right. Your question. What is the smallest ocean? The smallest ocean.
Billy.
Oh, God. I just want to say the Salish Sea.
That's a sea.
Is that your guess?
No. The Indian Ocean?
That's a pretty big one. I'm going to say it is... It's either the southern or the Arctic. I'll say the Arctic.
It is the Arctic Ocean.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I want to say...
Question number 11. You're tied now for biggest dummy there.
Pacific's
congratulations.
The biggest.
No.
Atlantic is next. Then I think it's Indian... Yeah, then the Southern Ocean, then Arctic.
Antarctic Ocean or whatever.
Arctic. All right, your question. What actor voiced Mushu in the movie Mulan?
Mm-hmm.
He also provides the voice of a very, very popular character
in
another very, very popular movie franchise.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
Boom!
Got it.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Thank
it took you 11, Audrey. You did tie to be the biggest dummy, but you're not a solo champion.
There you go.
So I guess you got that going for you.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
But we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. But before we get to the shot of the day, I just want to share with TanFan321 here, said on YouTube, regarding the jargon that you use on emails, I like this. They said we should just start using, open every email with this, what's good in the hood, and then get into the body of the email. And let's soften some blow up front, right? Hey, what's good in the hood? You're fired.
Didn't Miles try to get you to start an email with something that was mildly offensive?
It wasn't offensive to me.
It was not.
No. But reply all.
Right.
To the entire company.
What's good?
So.
My.
Yeah. Well, when you add my, it makes it personal.
Yeah.
So I'm engaging everyone. Today we toast five unidentified men from somewhere in Rancho Del Mar, California. Now, a few weeks ago, they entered a U.S. bank branch in a strip mall. Now, the intent was to rob it. And the police called it an orchestrated robbery attempt, as there were, in fact, five of them, with at least one of them visibly armed. However, orchestrated is not the same as sophisticated, because, you see, unbeknownst to our honorees, the U.S. bank branch that they attempted to rob... It's what they call a cashless bank. And if you don't know what that is, those are banks that, they have bankers and tellers, but they handle accounts, transactions, other financial products, but they do not carry cash. They do not do deposits. They do not do withdrawals. Anyway, they managed to get away because no one really bothered to chase them. The cops are still looking for them. So they went in there, had a gun, demanded all the cash they have. They said, cool, you already got it. A little bit of silence, like, dude, we're a cashless bank, which, by the way, says so if you're there. I think the teller just kind of pointed, like, cashless. So they left. Yeah, cops are still looking for him now. Brilliant. If you're going to knock over a bank, wouldn't you at least take the time
knock over
to
a bank.
Make sure that they might have cash inside?
You might scout it out a little bit.
A little bit, that's all. All right, well, good luck to those fellas. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.